Item number 14, from the Director of Human Resources, requesting an amendment to Civil Service Rule 4, Section 5, relating to the probationary period of Parks Highway Maintenance Worker positions.
Go ahead, Mr. Session.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the Parks Department is requesting a revision to the Civil Service Rules relating to probation for the positions of the Parks Highway Maintenance Workers. Most probation for most employees is 1,040 hours of straight time service. Parks and the Transportation Department believe that they need additional time to review these positions because of their dual function. They do summer work and they do winter work. So, and because they're working under different jurisdictions, they're asking for an extension of that probation time. In order to revise the civil service rules, we have to bring it to the county board for a review. So you have a resolution that, if approved, the Board of Supervisors approves of the recommended change to the civil service rules, and then we take that back to the Civil Service Commission, who then affects the change.
Supervisor Schmidt, and then we do have one person from the public who wishes to speak on this.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chairman. I guess my question was, obviously this is for all the veterans who come back, don't have to go through this, they've got the hours in already. Is this in, I guess, also a way to a little more making sure, because this is an easy job following the freeways. It takes some ability and some expertise, so this is also a way maybe to weed out people who really shouldn't be doing that. They could be parks, but that doesn't necessarily mean they'd be qualified to do highway, although they have a chance to make that decision. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I'm done.
Sure. We'll have Penny Secor representing District Council 48. She would like to speak against.
Penny Secor, asking District Council 48. Chairman, Supervisors, we are asking you to vote against this resolution. The reason being is that right now there's no other employees that serve a one-year probationary period except for the correction officers. As we know, the correction officers are certified by the state, and that comes into their whole program. Right now, how it works is that any probation period, if you feel the employee is not working correctly or needs help, can be extended. That has always been there. But by just automatically making someone a full-year probationary period, we feel it is onerous, and we don't feel that this is a good policy. And the reason being is that we have two departments at work here. When that person is hired, both departments have input into whether this person is hired or not. They also have input as to when they're going to work in each of the departments. One department is 33 weeks, the other department is 19 weeks. So we're not even going to have an equal division of the full year to determine. There needs to be talking between the two departments to determine if this person needs an extended probationary period. And if it does need an extended probationary period beyond 6 months, they do have the right to extend it. But we do not feel that this should have a change in civil service to automatically make this one classification 1 year.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question regarding the process for requesting such an extension, and it might be proper for Human Resources to address that. I'm wondering, in such a case, if the ordinance was not changed and the current requirement of 1,040 straight time hours was what was required to be met to get through a probationary period, and the manager in this department wanted to extend probation longer, like Ms. Secor is describing, what types of hurdles, figuratively speaking, need to be jumped in order for a manager to have that request approved? In theory, could a manager say, this employee has only worked during summer months, they have not been here during any winter months, I'd like to extend the probation until 2 weeks after the first snowfall this year so that we can evaluate performance, or something like that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, a request for extension of probationary periods can be made through the department the director's discretion of whether to extend that probationary period. And we do that on occasion. For just those types of situations, we need to see some demonstrated activities, or somebody needs to get their CDL, for instance, so we'll extend probation until they secure their CDL. In this case, the timing that you pointed out is the paramount concern. If we have somebody for 33 weeks in the summertime, that takes them past their probationary period before they've ever gotten behind the wheel of a plow in real-time circumstances. So if Parks or DOT wanted to request an extension, we would grant that, but I believe we would be doing that in every instance. So because we're doing it in every instance, we would prefer to change the rule for these positions.
Well, I think the question is directed to Ms. Session. Did you get an answer?
I think I did. Thank you for now, Mr.
Yeah,
Chairman.
It's easy to do.
Okay. Supervisor Stamper? Supervisor Stamper?
My question was answered.
Okay, Supervisor Stamper?
Yeah, I think I got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So instead of having to do the request every time, you just want to have probationary period throughout the year?
Correct. For a full year, not throughout the year, but for a full year.
Okay.
Supervisor Jersey?
Well, and for HR again, while we've heard from the District 48 representative indicating this would be the only impact for those workers, are there any other jobs that have these split duties like this? Because I understand the problem you have here, depending on when this worker starts, either Parks or more likely Parks, but it could be Highway, they don't really get to see the person long enough to perhaps judge whether they're appropriate for the position. So are there any other split jobs like that which such a rule applies to, or is it because of the fact that this is the main split job that we have to make this change? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. To my knowledge, this is the only split scenario. I mean, it's all I'm aware of. Is there anything else there, Rick, that you've seen? That's all I've seen.
As we're conversing here, we're kind of running through that. This is the only position that goes across departments. There are positions, for instance, within DOT that they might do different jobs within the department, but this is the only one that crosses departments, and as you point out, you'd have different observation levels from different departments.
Right, so you clearly have different supervisors because you actually get different departments.
That's correct.
So from my point of view, it sounds like there's a reasonable basis for this request, so thank you.
So are you moving the resolution?
I'll move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Approximately how many positions are expected by Human Resources to need such approvals if this ordinance is not approved on an annual basis? To need approvals on an annual basis if this ordinance isn't approved?
I think we have 8 people in the position right now. And I think that you're looking at hiring one.
So probably fewer than 15 on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And if...
Correct. And it would only be for new hires. So we do have returning employees or continuing employees who have already passed their probationary period, and this new rule would not apply to people currently in their probationary periods. So it would just be for new hires.
And I guess my problem with this is that you talk about if I'm going to work all summer, what if I've worked all winter and I started plowing and I'm very competent and I go to Parks, and then I have a whole another 8 months because I'm only going to be in Parks for 3 months of being under probation where I'm not snow plowing. You know, we've taken the worst scenario and we put everybody into that. It just depends what time of the year you're hired.
That answer your question?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, a follow-up, please. I'm curious... if the ordinance is not adopted and policies remain as they are, and a supervisor wants to request one of these extensions of the probationary period, does the employee have an opportunity to protest or appeal that, or is it simply a unilateral management decision?
I'd have to consult with the civil service rules, but I believe it's a unilateral request.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think that I support the ordinance change at this time. As someone who's been a county employee, gone through probationary periods, and understands the eggshells that some employees feel they have to walk on when they are in probationary for fear of retribution from management sometimes, I think it might be the safer choice to not adopt this ordinance at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As someone who's not a previous county employee, I was wondering, could our representatives from HR please describe what effects being on probation has on an employee's status? Does it have, and specifically, does it affect their benefits? Does it affect their likelihood to remain in employment? If they're a good employee, then I presume they would get approved after the probationary period. But what other effects can management have? Even wondering, what does it do to the employee knowing they're under probation? You know, this is talking about a pretty long probationary period then. So I'm just curious, what thought have you given to this, and what can you tell me about it in general? Just a couple of questions there.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in general, probationary employees are treated as regular employees. They're eligible for benefits and you know, regular pay and, you know, the usual scenarios. The primary difference is that probationary employees have not yet attained civil service protection the way we understand it. And as a result, they can be dismissed for just about any legal reason during the course of their probationary period. Now, we counsel our managers to make sure that they work with the employee to try to make sure that the person they hired can perform the duties that they were hired for. We don't want to dismiss anybody because, you know, recruitment and bringing somebody back on and training all encompass a lot of time and energy, and we'd rather work with the current employee. So we want to make sure that people get through their probationary period. We don't take it lightly, but they once they get past 6 months, then they attain the sort of regular appointment status, and they do have civil service protection at that point.
Yeah. Yes, and that then would allow you to have recourse if you're terminated and go after the just cause versus just terminated and no recourse.
Ms. Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman. One clarification. If this committee were not to approve this at this time, we would still continue one by one by one, these 15 or so, go through the process of looking at approving these memos, emails, conversation. I think that passing it would create some real efficiency for us in this area. The Civil Service Commission has voted to approve it. They're comfortable with it from the kind of the employee's perspective. And I just wanted to just reiterate that really for us it's building an efficiency as opposed to trying to take anything away from employees. That's more the intent.
Okay, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know throughout the years, this has been a very sticky situation with respect to the employees being attached or would be attached to both the departments. Could someone kind of refresh my memory with respect to how this has worked in the past without this ordinance change? That is to say, I remember that there have been problems, and I'm not thinking that the problem is just only related to getting enough employees to do both roles or to accept both roles. That might have been the problem. I just like my memory refreshed because this is something that comes up periodically.
Okay.
It's not every
and maybe
year,
the,
every
maybe
other
the
year.
Maybe the department can better address their experiences on this. But
yeah. Ms. Lesh.
Chairman, Supervisors, as far as my understanding is that we really haven't had many problems with filling the position at all. So it's actually been a very successful program. We do work very, very closely with the Highway Division as far as recruiting and hiring and interviewing these employees. So actually, in our opinion, it's been a very good program.
It's been a successful program.
Because yes.
As I said, I'm recalling that this comes up, if not every year, every other year or so, with respect to trying to fill the position, at least having some dialogue about, you know, this item comes before at least finance, because I've never been on the Parks Department. I've heard this a number of times, so I've never been on the Parks Department. committee, I should say.
Sorry.
I've never been on the Parks Committee, so I've heard this a number of times. And as I said, I've never been on the Parks Committee. So I was just looking for a little history as to how well this is working, but you, ma'am, indicate that it has been working very well. And Ms. Secor is head is going up and down.
We haven't had any issues. We haven't had any problems with the employees that have fallen into the position. We haven't had any disabilities or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Supervisor Stamper.
What about any firings? Any firings?
Chairman, supervisors, I couldn't answer that right now. Not off the top of my head.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Schlesser, have you had any difficulties with these? I apologize if this is a redundant question, but have you had difficulties with any of these employees that have been in the dual role, the Parks and Highway?
Chairman, supervisors, those positions don't report to me. So to answer your question on performance, I don't think I'm the best person to answer that. I've heard very good, again, I've heard very good feedback overall on the transition going from one department to another. But again, having the ability to fairly evaluate performances both for us and what we've heard from Highway is really critical.
Thank you, Ms. Schlesser. I understand you can only provide an anecdotal case, anecdotal results. And that said, Mr. Chairman, I have some reluctance about this as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
As I understand, this affects very few people and it's being asked to provide efficiencies. I mean, it's going to affect like a couple people a year, right? The new one. Okay. Well, I think we know the issue. Let's just take the roll on Supervisor Jerzyk's motion.
Motion for approval. Supervisor Haas.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Mama West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Excuse for a moment.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Stamper.
No.
Johnson.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion is on a vote of 4-4. We'll vote to the board with no recommendation.
Supervisor Stamper.
Can you wait till the supervisor comes back?
She reconsider it. She's
Mr. Chair?
She's yeah. The one who moved.
Could we reconsider this item when Supervisor Jerzyk gets back with us?
Sure, we can. We can do anything by unanimous consent by vote. So
right now, opposed.
Right. I mean,
either side.
Okay.
4-4.
I would just soon keep going to let the personnel department go and get item 16 through 19 done before we take any break. Does the committee object to that? Okay, let's keep rolling.
Number 16.